Peace, family. It's your host, Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hard Body Dreams, with my co-host, Mr. King Wise. Hey, yo, you tapping in for the second episode of the newest series, baby, from the One Order team called the Boom Bap Syndicate. And this show is strictly about the boom bap hip-hop. None of this... We don't understand what you're saying, man. We ain't with all the mumbles. Listen, keep the mumbles for the boy Mumbles. This is straight bars. Bars, bars, bars. You guys, look, man, this is bar season. You know what I'm saying? And tonight, this is the, look, man, this is the first Boom Bap Syndicate interview with some of the young OGs that are coming up in this game. Got one in the building right now. Boop, 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 boop. Come on, man. Get some, yo, man, straight up, man. Hand clap, hand clap, hand clap, hand clap.
That's a hell of an intro.
Absolutely. Hey, man. Yo, man, y'all young brothers, introduce yourselves, man.
Yes, you already know what the name is. Got One. I go by Malik.
Hey, what up? My name is Lavelle.
No doubt.
We hailing Victoria, British Columbia. Yes, sir, born and raised.
Okay, okay. The Island Boys. No, I'm just playing.
God, never that.
Right? Tell them, man. You know what I mean? Those guys are clones, man. They gotta be, bro. I don't know, man. Like, where did these people just pop up from? You know what I mean?
Plants, bro.
In the depths of somewhere, bro. Who knows?
Indeed. So, you know, let's get into the butter, baby. Like, so y'all come from Victoria. How old are y'all?
24.
25.
Okay. 24, 25. Young boys. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. You too, King. Yeah. So how long y'all been rocking together before the music?
Damn. Pretty much, man. We've been rocking together with the music the whole time we've known each other. So like we met in my senior year of high school. He was in grade 10, and you know, since day one we've been working on music. That's really how it started between us. About 8 years.
Yeah, about 8 years, bro. 8, build or destroy, man. That's the 8th principle in supreme mathematics, man. You know what I'm saying? That's 8 years strong. You guys have been building, right?
Yes, sir.
And probably destroying, you know, things that need to be destroyed in life. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And I definitely hear it in y'all stories. Right? In your album, your latest album, right? We're gonna get to that later, you know what I'm saying? But so 8 years strong, y'all been rolling. What type of adversities have y'all faced? You know what I mean? Cause you know, like, look, bro, in duos and crews, you know, there's sometimes we get you know what I'm saying? There's some disagreements, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, if y'all comfortable, like what type of things, or maybe even just like things that were outside of your guys' cipher, but in your own individual ciphers that were going on, and like, well, you know what I'm saying?
Word, leading both first, man.
Man, the list is endless, you know, like, like, I mean, you know, just one situation like comes to mind is like back in 2020, was that 2022?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I moved in with him and his parents, his folks. I was sleeping in their garage, and you know, we were just slumming it.
Laneway house?
Yeah, you know, I was working two jobs, going to barber school, and like,
yeah.
You know, that was that, at that moment, you know, we weren't as on top of our shit as we are now, but you know, just yeah, man, it's just one situation there, like, so we definitely been through a lot. Is what I'm trying to say. This man held me down, so.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, honestly, like, I think a lot of the things as far as adversity that we've gone through is more so like quiet in that outside noise. I mean, like, where we're from, like in Victoria, don't a lot of people want to be rappers, you know? Like, don't a lot of people, they don't really respect that, where we come from, you know? It's definitely the path less traveled, you know? And it's just cool because, like, when Leek and I met, like, day one, it's been about the music, you know? Like, you know, we've had this plan. We've been telling people for, like, shoot, better part of a decade now, right? Like, that we's about to do it. And honestly, in my estimation, like, we're living out our, like, our prophecies in a way, you know? Like, we said that we was going to do it, and we're going to do it. And this is just the start, you know? Yeah, it's been a wild ride, you know? We about as close as one can get to another person. Like, you know, when he lived with me, We shared a room for a minute.
Yeah.
My folks' garage.
Like, yeah. I know what that's like.
He called my parents, mom and dad.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. You know, family doesn't necessarily mean, you know, the same bloodline. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Right? And that's the thing, right? When you grow together, you know what I'm saying? You go through the things together, and it's like, yo, you can overcome the adversities. You know what I'm saying? So I want to take it back a little bit. You know, you were saying grade 10. That's when y'all started making music.
No, that's when we started making it. Started making it together. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So y'all, go ahead.
Sorry, I wrote my first song when I was 10 years old.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. What about you?
Yeah, I was. I remember writing in elementary school. You know, my pops is from California,
mm-hmm.
So you know, rap and hip hop and all that's been just like a part of my upbringing for mm-hmm. my whole life. Like
mm-hmm.
my pops used to beatbox Lottie Dottie. He played Dottie Fresh.
Okay.
Be Rick,
okay. You know, okay.
Like,
okay.
Like that. And you know, that was like, I was about 8 years old.
Yeah.
And my dad's in the car saying, like, because we would rap the song in the car, and he's like, you know, you can write your own lyrics. Like, you can change the lyrics in the song and rap it like that. And that's really when I started, like, thinking about it. But
yeah,
you know, I was
that's fire.
I don't know, man. Like ever since then, I've been like inspired by that. You
mm-hmm.
know? Like, I've been chasing that for a long time. So like, we was on our own individual paths, and they just kind mm-hmm. of joined up one day.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that was that. From them that point on, we've been brothers.
You know, so it's crazy because I'm like, when I think about, you know, being 8 years old, right? Like, you know, 8 years old. You know, I was sharing this story on the interview we did at the Cypher at UBC. With Mahalia, and kind of going to like the memory of like what, you know, what was like the first rap song you kind of heard, you know, and I would and the one that comes to mind, there was a lot, but like the one that comes to mind is like I used to go to Seattle a lot when I was younger.
Okay.
and I'd be with my uncle, and he'd be in his Benz and shit, and we would just be listening to Me and You. Yo mama and your cousin too, rolling down the strip on falls, coming up slamming Cadillac dolls. That's that shit, right? The ATL, man, the ATLian, for, you know, the outcast, right?
Absolutely.
And so, you know, it's like, you know, as a young guy, I didn't even know what that was, you know what I mean?
Right.
I just enjoying the ride, you know what I mean? And it's like, So, what was the feeling that you guys had when you heard the first rap song?
So, you wanna go first? What you saying?
Shit, man, I remember when me and my moms, it was just us two. My dad was in Ontario at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And in the back seat, just playing that 50 album. Honestly.
Come on, man. Go ahead.
That's my earliest memory, man. And I just remember bobbing my head. I was young as a motherfucker, but mm-hmm. I just knew that, like, you know, that feeling that gave me, you know, like...
Get Rich or Die Trying?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Ain't nothing like that.
Go ahead. Yeah.
That's that right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, like, for me, I mean, I can't even remember a time, like, rolling with my parents that we weren't listening to, like, either Tribe Called Quest, Outkast, all that stuff, like, all the early stuff. Of course, Get Rich or Die Trying, classic.
Uh-huh.
I remember listening to a lot of Kanye West, too,
like,
as a little kid. I remember going through the CD book, and he'd have, my pops had, like,
CD
documentary. I came up off a lot of DJ Quick.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of that old... My pops is like, you know, he's
Cali.
He's born in 69, so like
okay.
he kind of like was in Cali for like the whole rise of all that stuff. Like, he's about the same age as like all the greats, right? Like Snoop and Cube and all that. So like, I remember being in the car seat, like, some of my earliest memories is just us rolling.
Yeah.
My pops rolling, like, even like playing D'Angelo, a lot of R&B.
Oh, yeah, man. D'Angelo.
Like, I just feel like I've been steeped in hip hop for a long time, you know?
I can tell, boy, now that you say that, because it's like, yo, man, how many young brothers and sisters your guys' age even know who D'Angelo is?
Now everybody, because unfortunately he passed away, rest in peace. But, you know, like, I mean, before that, I remember trying to put people on to, like, Erykah Badu and stuff.
Oh, man, see?
Yeah, like, all that.
And that's what I'm talking about. And he's like that, too. He going through the knowledge. He go back to the foundation, you know what I'm saying? Because that's very important to understand, like, to know and understand how this thing evolved, how we got to be here all of us as our own individual MCs that are a part of this collective culture.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Like somebody sent me this video about with Lil Yachty. He was on Hot 97. I didn't watch it yet, but he basically told me, he's like, man, F all those guys. I don't need to know them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, you a vulture. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I feel that, man. Yeah, 100%. That's a little bit, that's not really cool to me. Like, you know, I respect Yachty, man. He did it. You know, he did it at a very young age. Like, but, you know, I think a lot of folks, when they get money, when they get to a certain point, you kind of forget about like the roots of hip hop and stuff. Right?
Or they didn't study it at all. You know what I'm saying? Like,
100%.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, you man. And that's the thing, right? It's like, He was like one of those people that ushered in that kind of that, you know what I mean? Like Little Boat, like, bro, stop it, man. Like, that's corny. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's corny. I don't care, Lil Yachty here, man. I'll be like, yo, your shit's corny, bro. You know what I'm saying?
And I respect where you're coming from, because like the way I've always seen hip hop is it's kind of like a spoken word history of our culture, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like growing up, you know, I always like, I have a lot of my family's from the States, right? Like, scattered throughout the southern states, California, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, whenever I would listen to hip-hop, it would make me feel like I was, like, I don't know, kind of part of that. Because, you know, coming from Victoria, it ain't a lot of black folks around, you know? Not a lot of community, not a lot of sense of community. And, you know, I found that in my brother here, like, in Malik, you know? And I was lucky that, you know, my pops and my moms and, you know, my brother, my whole family, like, really, like, we never turn our back on that part of the culture, so to speak. You know, even though we weren't around it a lot, you know, I grew up going down to Cali, visiting my family and stuff. You know, my pops from, my grandfather, he's from, he's from the South. I can't remember which state, but, you know, he lives in Georgia, so I've been going down there the last, like, couple years every once in a while. And, like, I don't know, man, like, there's something about the hip-hop and the R&B that just make me feel like closer to all of that, like the culture that, honestly, I never really got to grow up in.
Absolutely, man. You know what I mean? Going to the States is a big deal. You know what I mean? So, like, and just knowing yourself and knowing your family, you know, where y'all come from, right?
100%.
So, where's your family from, G? Malik?
My mom was born and raised in Victoria. So, she got Norwegian and Icelandic and Swedish backgrounds. And then my pops is from West Africa. He's from Sierra Leone. He lived there until about 98. And I ended up in...
98? Like, 98 years old?
No, 1998.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's when he moved. Yo, that's good. Good genes, brother. You know what I'm saying? Good genes. Okay, yeah. Till 98, and then?
And then he moved to Victoria. Okay. That's where he met my mom.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And you how, what's your relationship with your family?
It's good, man. You know, it's been rocky, you know, as everybody has with their own families. But at this moment, it's great, man. You know, just trying to heal, you know, like, let shit go that needs to be let go, let go of. And just keep moving forward and growing together, you know.
No doubt, man.
So not trying to hold on to shit so much. You know, I always, you know, I ain't gonna lie. You know, I grew up with resentment towards my pops, you know.
Cause, oh, yeah, me too.
You know, peacing out and all this shit. But like, you know, shit happens, bro. As a man, you realize these things, you know?
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? And I think it was you. I think it was you that was spitting some shiznit on the album. A story.
Which one's that? Which part you hear?
You know what I'm talking about. The with the shorty and the baby you were talking about.
Nah, that's homeboy.
That was you, Lavelle. Oh, okay. Yeah. Listen, hold on, audience. We gonna get into it, but first we gonna play their first song off the. So we gonna play Changes. Talk about Changes, man, and talk about this. Just give a brief description about Changes and the name of the album.
All right, man. So yeah, our album is called Arano. That name comes from the street that we used to live on when we lived together in our apartment. We lived on the corner of a street called Jaclyn in Arano. And, you know, my bedroom, like, overlooked pretty much the sign Arano. And that was just it was a trying time in our development as artists and really our friendship and our bond. So that's where the name of the album comes from. As far as changes the song, you know, that's one that I was messing around with for like 2 years, really, off the start, like as far as the hook and all that. Leak ended up having to move out east, go live with his pops for a bit. He had a journey he had to chase, and you know, I respect that. And we was, you know, I was alone on that in that apartment, and you know, it just like it was slowly building all my resentment and everything. And when I wrote that song, like some of that song, I let a lot of it go. And then when I went out to Ontario to visit this fool, and we ended up writing pretty much the rest of it. And yeah man, like that's one of my favorite tracks. It means a lot to me. Means a lot to Leak. And I think we spit some really
it's some real shit,
you
it's
know?
Some real real shit. Yeah. Why I love it. You know what I mean? It's real real shit, man. Hey man, don't forget where you heard it first, baby. Live on the radio, 90.1 FM, man, CJSF. This is the Boom Bap Syndicate playing the hottest hip-hop music in the universe, man. We got changes. Got one. Let's go. Boom, boom, boom.
One of them days I've been caught up in the worst way. My confidence level settled, but I'm far from first place. I just feel like I ain't even scratched the surface yet. Like all I really need is inner peace, and I'ma bet my wildest dreams will be accompanied with large checks. Been thinking about that night down at the beach when shit went left, no fit inside my heart, but I knew wrong steps might equal death. They had us running down the block till we was out of breath. You take that as you want, but I consider that a test. Looking up to God like what I gotta stand for. Sometimes it's something that you never would've planned for. A pink letter on the door from the landlord. My faith was feeling thin, I wish I would've prayed more. Not something that can be ignored or above board. You can't afford the sacrifices that I paid for. Trying to keep afloat on waves I never made. Drowning in decisions that I thought would get me paid. Had a Bible in my bag, but the devil in my way. Desperation in my soul, running out of time to waste. I'm just trying to walk the line over roads.
Feel like I'm focused on the wrong rhymes.
The wrong rhymes always end up at the wrong place at the wrong time. Trying to make it to the top, but it's a long line. Been saying shit's fine when shit just ain't fine. Said I'm focused on the wrong rhymes. The wrong rhymes always end up at the wrong place at the wrong time. Trying to make it to the top, but it's a long line. Been saying shit's fine when shit just ain't fine. It's all fine. One for the money and the two for the show. A couple of years ago, me, Three, and Leak was blowing road. I checked my phone, 3 missed calls, they from my lady. I hit her back, she told me we's about to have a baby. I took a token panic, how did we let this happen? I made some rash decisions, I can see now it's manic. The love we shared was shady, so I took full advantage. I left Dawn lonely and I went on my way. Sometimes I wonder how it would've went if I stayed. Would I've ever had the chance to go and touch me a stage? Or would I ship it out to town to keep some food on our plate? Either way, I wish that I had been a man on that day. I take responsibility, but let it be what it may. Moving forward, ain't no looking back. Despite it all, I'm just grateful and elated that I made it, and I hate the fact I spent so long stuck in the past. I pray the Lord don't hold me back.
Said I'm focused on the wrong rhymes. The wrong rhymes always end up at the wrong place at the wrong time. Trying to make it to the top, but it's a long line. Been saying shit's fine when shit just ain't fine. Said I'm focused on the wrong rhymes. The wrong rhymes always end up at the wrong place at the wrong time. Trying to make it to the top, but it's a long line. Been saying shit. Shit's fine when shit just ain't fine. It's all fine.
No more slinging on the block. I bros in close shop. No more cars on the burner when they fiending for the rock. They looking for a spot. Said they waiting for a drop. Your lips can lie, but eyes always tell the truth when you talk. Sick of sweaty palms as I'm bending it by the cops. Sick of the same dream that I'm jolting out every night, getting popped in that parking lot. I stopped to check my watch. Now watch, them niggas came with resentment and hammers cocked. I can't speak cause blood is filling up my throat. About to choke and slap my nigga for the blunt to take a toke. If I'm dying, then I'm dying high. To keep it one, I'm afraid that I won't be satisfied. Hope G.O. solidified and recognized that we them guys. The best are from where we reside. Thinking about the hustle that we put in got me teary-eyed. Fuck them fake-ass niggas that done changed up when they realize we on the rise. I did my time and now they want a piece of pie. But I just feel deceived. My nigga claim they on the team. How the fuck you call me brother but let money in between? Infatuation with paper, for me it's these ghetto poems. On track like I'm Jesse Owens. Run me the praise that you Owen tripping on the past. Now get a grip, get a grasp. Ain't no changing how it came and went. My G, you gotta laugh it off. Problems keep on tacking on. But nonetheless, I'm always grateful to the end. Real nigga, not tell a friend. Let me say that shit again. Real nigga, not tell a friend. No need to pretend an ounce. To be real, this so played out. I'm trying to count my profits and I'm bouncing out. Cause honestly, ain't down to do what y'all would do to gain some clout.
I focus on the wrong rhymes. The wrong rhymes always end up at the wrong. Wrong time, trying to make it to the top, but it's a long line. Been saying shit's fine when shit just ain't fine. It's all fine. It's all fine.
Saying time for an intervening. I'm in agreement, I see this victory and achievement. If this is bleeding, the blood of Jesus must be anemic. Look how he eating, must be bulimic, let's find a meaning. The dream is dreaming, the view is scenic. I know I seen it, you know I mean it. Beneath the surface, the word is genius. The earth beneath us, just like Serena's, is close to Venus, or better Mars. Butterfingers, whatever bars is extra to charge. Put another X in that extra larger. Weapon at large, just another step for the next involved that slept in his car, but ain't never slept on his repertoire. If you feel me, then you ain't slept at all. That's where I write and then leave it right where I left it all. That's how I cope with the hope to reap, but don't ever call. For worse or better, but better, we'll take forever, y'all.
The real always persevere, tell them never fear. Long as God by my side, we gon' be right here. Always thank the man above for another year. All praises due to things beyond this atmosphere. She was never really for you, now it's loud and clear. Cause if she really ever was, she'd still be here. Closet full of leather jackets, only worn once. Bruce Willis on the screen, I do my own stunts. When I was young, I never used to roll my own blunts. Had a bitch with pretty nails due to cutting gut. Then pass it right back like you know what's up. West Coast, but I never really did the chucks. Was ahead of my time with the AF1s, the high top dunks and OG Jordan 1s, Japanese raw denim, such a handsome blood. Back then we was getting high and having fun, ditching school, smoking dope, kicking raps and stuff. Nowadays I hop flights to get bags and stuff. Funny how ditching class got me paid and such. Preem called me to the store just to lace me up. Skaters really slap my shit like I'm the greatest funk. I just kill them with the love like they don't hate enough.
Benzes. I'm that nigga, they just made my image. God-given academics. It's that championship appendix. First place, medals, golden cup. The winners have ended. Raise your glasses to us. Six pots on the stove, everybody cooking. Jet life over hoes, fuck how you took it. I'ma shoot you straight, bro, everybody crooked. Wrist was large, but we took it. We not pussy. 61 to pile of hydraulics and new bushes. Sitting outside, blind on how to push it. To the limit, just how Scarface did it.
Party freedom, but it's empire and rust. Most of they stood tall, so let the people own the land. But they labeled him a threat, cause he bit the master's hand. The Dully's brothers preaching like Wall Street saints. While the press wrote lies and patriotic paint, they printed fear on every front page corner. Just another puppet act for the foreign order. Oil rigs dripping blood deals under the skies. Britain lit the match, Langley supplied the lies. They called it liberty, but it smelled like smoke. Every coup they wrote, just another rich man's doom.
They buried the truth alive, but we still hear it scream. You can't kill a man, but not the dream. From Tehran to D.C., the shadows never sleep. They took our gold and faith, and sold us make-believe.
Yeah. Same script, different stage, now it's clicks instead of coops. Algorithms whisper lies while they tell her in the news. Operation Mockingbird, now it's just a fee. You don't need to burn a book when you own what people read. They replace the tanks with think tanks, bombs with bias. Every headline's a sermon from the high empires. Quantitative easing, that's financial morphine. Printing a paper you can drink, what lies a dream. They fund both sides, can televise the pain. Sell ads on the trauma, cash out the blame. From Mercedes ghost to the modern wage slave. We're all just pawns in a game they made.
They buried the truth alive, but we still hear it scream.